Lili Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. We're in Siman Sadi Beis. Today we'll do Bezer Shem Siv Hei through Zion. So in Siv Hei, the Shulchan Aruch says, Rachatz Yad of Shachris Vesiach Daito, Tzrichim Litiru Litvila, Yimei Shlomayim. Av Bishenu Deelhem Shum Lichuch, but Vlo Yivarech. You washed your hands in the morning, you know, regular washing, and then you took your minds off your hands. So now, when it comes to Davin, let's say Mincha time, you're not sure if your hands are dirty or not. You're not sure they're dirty, but you're not sure that they're really clean. So you have to wash your hands. Obviously, you don't make a bracha. V'im ein l'mayim mizumanim, ein sarich lachzer v'lito. In this case, if you don't have water, you don't have to search for it. Se'if dalad, we learned yesterday, is where you know your hands are dirty. Here, this is called stam yadayim. Stam yadayim, you're supposed to wash your hands, but if you don't have the water, then you don't have to be chozer. You just, you know, clean it with a cloth to clean your hands from being dirty. Well, so that's the ifhe. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains that we're talking here about davening, but for brachos and kriyashma, stam yadayim are kosher. That you don't have to wash your hands before you say a brach. You don't have to wash your hands before you learn Torah. We assume your hands are okay, unless you know that they're dirty. Oh. Now, what if a person knows his hands are dirty? He went to the bathroom or something. So then you have to have water. Then you're back to Sif Dal. The Mishnah Berurah says, even for Mincha, you have to go look for water, like we learned yesterday in Sif Dal. Okay.
So it's just important to emphasize that it comes out from Siman Sadi Bey Seif Hei, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes also from Hilchos Mincha and Maariv later in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, that a person needs to wash his hands when he goes to daven Mincha and Maariv too. You have to wash your hands, even if you don't know they're dirty, because it's a Machokas Rishon, and we Paskin, you have to wash hands. You don't say a bracha. And if you don't know they're dirty, and there's no water available, so you're not forced to go 72 minutes forwards, 18 minutes backwards. But the basic chiyuv to wash your hands for davening, we accept the halacha. So people should do this. Sometimes a person gives a shiur right before davening. So if you wash your hands before the shiur, having in mind you're going to daven, so then one can be mekil and not have to wash their hands again when they start davening.
Seif Vav. Homed betzvila niskar shenaga mokam matunaf davenikon afar atzoros amachake pakos yadav pakosa. You're davening Shemana Esrei, and then you realize, oh my gosh, my hands are dirty. You scratched you touched the place that's normally covered. You scratched your head. Your hands are dirty. Now you're not going to go walk during Shemana Esrei to get water. So you clean your hands in some way. You wipe it on your clothing if you can, or you wipe your hands bakosel, something hard. In the old days, one of the standard ways they would clean their fingers was something hard. They'd rub their hands on something hard, and that would remove some of the dirt. Oh, now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is only if you're davening Shemona Esrei, but let's say Kriya Shema or Psukei Dezimra, you have to go wash your hands because you're able to. Also, the Mishnah Berurah points out, you're not supposed to do this during Shemona Esrei. During Shemona Esrei, you're not supposed to touch a part of the body that's dirty or something like that. Because this whole thing is bidyeved. That if by mistake, you got your hands dirty. Now, Ibn Nemetzel has a comment here. When the Shulchan Aruch says to wipe your hands or rub your hands on the wall, so Ibn Nemetzel says, Aval lo bekosle beis hakinesis. Not on the walls of the shul. This is if you're davening at home, but if you're davening in shul, you can't wipe your hands on the walls of the shul. It's a bizayon to the shul. So this comment of Rabbi Nevinsol reminds me of a story, me with Rabbi Nevinsol. I was teaching this halacha once of if your hands get dirty during Shemona Esrei, so you wipe your hands on something. So a student asked me that in her siddur, some siddurs have like a piece of wood on the front. It makes it look nice. So she asked me, can you wipe your hands on the wood? So I asked Rabbi Nevinsol. And when I asked him, he winced. He said, chas v'sholom, to wipe your hands on a sitter, clean your hands on your sitter. So that comment, this happened 15 years ago. So this comment in the Mishnah Berurah that he has is similar to that. You don't clean your hands on your sitter. You don't clean your hands on the walls of the shul. See, in the old days, their clothing was very dirty. Our clothing is pretty clean. You can wipe your hands on your clothing nowadays if you want to wipe away some of the dirt in your fingers. Oh. So that's if you touch something dirty when you're davening Shmon Esrei. Siv Zayin. Now, Mokum Metunav, Hainu Mokoma Samachusin Ba'adam, a place that's normally covered. Ufishesh Be'memulei Zeya, because there's more sweat there. V'cheinim Chikech Harosh. And therefore, the Rama says, Aser Liga B'mekomos Eilu B'shash Omdim B'tfila O Osek B'Torah. You shouldn't touch these places when you're learning Torah either. Well, so here the Mishnah Berurah says, Ubidi Eved Dainik B'nikayim B'alma L'Torah V'L'Tfila Af B'sheish L'mayim. The Mishnah Berurah says that Bidi Eved, even if you can get water, really, that it's enough just to clean your hands for Torah and for brachos. You don't have to go and wash your hands with water. Now here, the recent Achronim say as follows. Rav Nemetzal says, if it's going to cause you, or to your Harvusa, bitl Torah gadol, so then don't go wash your hands. Just use a binikayom be'alma.
And the Piskei Tshuvos quotes,
that if you're be'emsa inyan, you're in the middle of a topic, you're in the middle of an inyan, or belimud l'rabim, then l'chadchila, just wipe your hands on something and keep on learning. And he quotes that the Shulchan Aruch Harav sounds like it's mutter l'chadchila when you're learning to do that. So even though the Mishnah Berurah says b'di'eved, the Achronim say that if it's going to have an impact on your learning or cause bitl Torah, then really you just clean your hands with something and continue learning. If it'll be a minimal break, so then you would go and wash your hands if you're in the middle of learning when you touched a makom mechusa. Oh. Then the Rama says, V'chein b'tzoas ha'ozen v'ha'af ki'mari ha'begen. So too, if you touch inside your nose or your ears, you should touch it with something else, like with a tissue or something, because if not, then your hands are dirty in the middle of learning. Oh, so here the Mishnah Berurah quotes Hagra Mekel Bazeh. The Gra's Mekel as far as the need to wash your hands if you touch inside your nose or inside your ear. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that for Tzoas Ha'af Ha'ozen Ein Tzarech Mayim El Nikayon Kol Sov Kora. By that we're more Mekel, that you don't absolutely need to wash your hands. And he quotes the Gra as well, who's Mekil Lagamri. So that's the minug if you touch inside your nose or inside your ear, instead of going to wash your hands, you clean your hands some way and you continue learning.